amazing time of the year. Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha Menashuva Chadesh Amenu Kikadim. We're the time of the year of Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha that we come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're returning to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Nechava. Good. What does it mean to return to Kadosh Baruch Hu? In a week from now, we're already going to be in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You're going to have your din that's going to be written, whatever that means. Tonight's about preparing. Tonight's about understanding. Tonight's about tapping in. And I want to share with you tonight, starting with the Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad Yitzchak tells us the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph says, "Va'amru lifnei Rosh Hashanah Malchios Zechronos V'Shofros." Next week we're going to open up our Machzorim, and we're going to come to the longest Musaf of the year, the longest Tefillah of the year. And it's made up of Malchios, Zichronos, and Sofros. Making HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering our year, what happened this year. And Sofros, we blow the shofar. And the Gemara says, Malchios, why do we say Malchios? Like I just said, Kiddush Tamlichnu Aleichem. That we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech. We anoint Hashem the King. And Zichronos, Kiddush Yala Zichronechem Lifnei L'Tova. Zichronos, we mentioned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us for good. And the Gemara goes on to say, "Vama, how do you accomplish this? Bashofar. How do you accomplish Malchios? How do you accomplish Zichronos? It's through the shofar. We have to understand, it sounds from here that the key to everything is the shofar. We've already started hearing the shofar for the past month. And the question, what's the shofar? What's it telling me? What's the message? And Rav Huttner says, I don't understand. How can it be both for Malchios, which is making Hashem king, and Zichronos, which is asking Hashem to remember us? These are not similar things. How is the shofar doing both? Asked Rav Huttner. In order to understand, I'm going to ask another question. We find a very interesting thing by shofar. We know on Yom Kippur, let's jump ahead to Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, does the Kohen Gadol wear gold? Yes or no? No, you're wrong. He wears gold when he's outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he doesn't wear gold. Why? Because we say there's something called Cheda Egel, a golden calf, where we sinned and we ran away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the calf was gold. And therefore, when you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when you come face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't wear gold. When you're outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so in front of you at that moment, you're not so aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not judging you at that moment, you can wear gold. But the Gemara says, unbelievable thing. If that's true, the inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we're worried about remembering the Chidei Egel. There's a halacha. Can you ever blow a shofar from a calf? No. Why? Because what was a Chidei Egel? A calf. So the Gemara says, it doesn't make sense. If that concept of remembering Chidei Egel only applies in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then why can't I blow a shofar of a calf outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Why is a calf also possible outside? In Shalavim, if I blow a calf, you're not Yotze. Why? And the Gemara says, Kevan del Zikaron, who, since it's for Zikaron, it's for remembering, Kibifnim Dami. It's as if you're inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Meaning when you blow the shofar, you are inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Think about that for a second. Only a Kohen Gadol went in once a year in the Kohen Gadol, into the Lifnai V'Lifnim, to Kodesh HaKadoshim. And a Rosh Hashanah, every time the shofar is blown, you are going Lifnai V'Lifnim. What does that mean? What does that mean? Chavar, in order to understand this, we need to understand what shofar has to do with Malchios, and we have to understand what shofar has to do with Zichronos, and when we do that, we're going to see they really have the same message. And when you understand this, you're going to understand what Shofar is. And when you understand what Shofar is, you're going to understand what Rosh Hashanah is. What does a Shofar have to do with Malchios, with a king? Chevro, when a king was anointed, when Shlomo HaMelech became a king, when David HaMelech became a king, you know what was there when he became a king? You know what they had to blow when the Shofar was there? They blew a Shofar. So when the king became anointed, they blew a Shofar when the king was anointed. They said, V'chi HaMelech, V'chi HaMelech, the king shall live. Why? What's Pshat? Chevra, you know what the purpose of a memshala is, a kingdom is? Rav Hutner says, memshala is the same lashon as mashal. What's a mashal? Parable. When you look at a kingdom in this world, do you know what the kingdom of this world is supposed to remind you of? It's a mashal. It's a parable for the ultimate melech. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to get a glimpse and a taste of what it means to have Malchus? Look in this world. Look at a memshala, but it's a mashal. It's a parable telling you that there's something greater. Why am I blowing a shofar when I anoint the king? Chevro, we see in the Shir Shayom on Friday, Hashem Malach, God rules. Why is that the Shir Shayom of the sixth day of creation? Because that'll tell us, you know what happened on the sixth day of creation? Hashem became king. Do you know when he became king? He became king when he blew life into us. The moment that Adam was created, the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a piece of himself inside of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the world, and therefore on the sixth day we say, Hashem Malach, you rule. Because when man came to this world, he came to make you the king. He came to anoint you. He came to bring you to this world. And therefore, what do we do when the king is anointed? We blow a shofar. Why do you blow a shofar? What's it reminding us at that moment? What are we telling the king? What are we telling Klal Yisrael? We blow into the shofar to remember that moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew life into us. And to remind the king, and to remind Klal Yisrael of what they're doing in this world. That you're in the world for that breath. The Neshima Achas. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew himself into you. That's why you're here. That's why there's a kingdom. That's the purpose of the shofar. And therefore, when we come to Rosh Hashanah, when we take Hashem Baruch Hu the Melech, what we do is we blow that shofar. We blow that shofar and say, V'chai HaMelech. To realize that Hashem Baruch Hu is alive. To realize that Hashem Baruch Hu is here. To realize I have a relationship with that Hashem Baruch Hu. That's Malchios. What does the shofar have to do with Zichronos? In Tehillim it says a very interesting thing. It tells us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create man, the angels came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Tehillim Parakhes, Pasuk Hey, it says, Ma Enosh Kitis Garenu. What's with this man, that God that you remember him? What they're trying to tell God is, God, what's with this man that you're creating him? Why are you creating him? He's going to mess up. And Chazal asked, why does it say, Kitis Garenu? What's with this man that you remember him? It should say, what's with this man that you're going to create him? Bara. What's with Tiskarenu, remembering him? Why are the Malachi mentioning anything about remembering? So listen to this. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, you want to know what's going on? The Malachim are telling Hashem why he shouldn't create us. You want to know why? Because we have very bad memory. What's with this man? You're going to create a man who doesn't know how to remember. What's man? What does he know how to remember? He doesn't remember why he's here in this world. He He doesn't remember what his purpose is in this world. He doesn't remember what he's doing here. Why would he create someone who doesn't have a memory? What's memory? What's important about memory? Chavis is so important. You want to know what memory does? Without memory, the things in the past are dead. What happened in the past are not alive in the present. Memory allows us to grab things from the past and bring it right here in front of me. And to be alive. And to be relevant. But the Malachim are telling Kosh Baruch Hu, they're not going to remember who they were in the past. They're not going to remember that time when you blew a Neshima Achas into them. And therefore, don't create them. Don't create them. Because they're not going to remember. In Taka, they have a good claim. We don't remember. You know what Kosh Baruch Hu tells them? No. You're wrong. They are going to remember. You know, I know how they're going to remember. Kosh Baruch Hu says, you know what you do every second? Think about what you do every second. You don't think about this. The most unbelievable Torah you're going to hear right now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to breathe. And if you stop and think about that for a second, Hashem says, I will make a mechanism inside of themselves that will remind them of the moment that I blew breath into them. And when you breathe, you're taking that air that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into you. And you're constantly doing Tchiyas HaMeisim. And you're constantly saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I still am connected to you. That neshama that you blew into Adam, I didn't forget about it because it's inside of me. It's here in the present. And through breathing, we realize we're shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. You know what happens on Rosh Hashanah? It's the only time of the year that we have a mitzvah that involves breathing. Taking our neshima achas that Kosh Baruch Hu has given us and blowing it out into a shofar. You want to know what the shofar, how it connects to Zichronos? When you hear that shofar, it's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu remembering who you are. It's you remembering who you are. It's you understanding who you are and where you come from. That sound that comes out of the shofar comes from within you. That sound that comes out of the shofar means I'm connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then I want to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if we understand that, the shofar of Malchios, the shofar of Zichronos is all telling us one thing. Remember who you are. Know who you are. Tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu who you are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you who you are because He gives you that breath every day. If you are here in this world and you are breathing, that means Hashem says, I believe in you. I want a relationship with you. Our job in Rosh Hashanah is to attach to the Neshima Achas. Of me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one. It has nothing to do with sin. On Rosh Hashanah we don't talk about sin. On Rosh Hashanah we become aware of our relationship with the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. That He's not someone who's up there. He's someone who's inside of me. Neshama shenesata bi. The neshama that He put inside of me, the tahorah, it's tahor, it's kadosh, it's no matter what I do, it's tahor, it's pure. That's Rosh Hashanah. Once you're aware of the melech, once you're aware of the relationship, then you can start working on the relationship. But until you know you have a relationship, then you can't fix it. Chabra, how do we do this? How do we do this? How do I become aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do I become aware of my Neshima Achas? It's one word. Anava. What's Anava? Anava means you are not in the center. It's not about you. Hashem is the center. that when I start to make room, when I start to pull back, when I start to say it's not about me, and you start to look beyond yourself, then you know what happens? You make room for Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come into your life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can hear your Neshima Achas. This past week, watching videos, the past 2 weeks actually, of the hurricanes. And I want to say, listen, it's the biggest, it was a klola. But the bracha out of all of it, for myself, I'm talking to you about myself right now, is you realize how small we are. You realize how nothing is in our hands. You can build the biggest towers with the strongest concrete. But Hashem can come and knock it down in a second. I don't think it's a coincidence that a week before we're going to blow our shofars, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and shows us, you think you're great. You think you have so much money in your bank account. You think you have wealth. You think you have health. You think you have, you're smart. Everything's going great, which is true. That's amazing to thank Hashem for everything. But do you know who gave you all of that? Do you know where all that comes from? It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think this explains an unbelievable thing. The Kiddush Hashem is an unbelievable idea. We say in Mizmor LaSoda every day, Lo Anachnu. Lo, we are His. Anachnu Lo, we are His. To Him as us. That's how we read it. But if you look at the Tehillim, you know how it's written? Lo Anachnu with an Aleph. Lo, no, we are not His. Lo Anachnu. Or not us. Unbelievable. It's written, not us, but it's read, we are His. What's Pshat? Hashem says, unbelievable idea. You want to know how you become His? You want to know how you become Davuk Takash Baruch Hu? It starts with Lo Anachnu, not us. If you are not in the middle, if you realize it's not me, it's not my health, it's not my wealth, it's nothing is mine, it's all the Kodesh Baruch Hu's, then you become Lo, you become His. And that's Elul. What's Elul? If you take the word Elul, Elul is made up of two words, Lo and Lo. First, Aleph Lamed. If you flip that, it's Lo. And then the end is Lamed Vav. The other Lo. Elul tells us, what's the message of Elul? What's the message of Rosh Hashanah? What's the message of all the work that we're going to be doing in the coming up weeks? It's to realize, if you could say Lo Anachnu, it's not us, then you become His. That's the only way you can do it. That's where it starts. But there's a second thing. I want to tell you a funny story that happened to me this summer. It was actually Dani Mashiach's fault. He just left, so too bad he missed this. I went to Chicago for Dani Mashiach's wedding, and I borrowed a car from somebody, a really nice car. Okay, those, you know the story. Maybe know it. It was a very nice car. And what happened was, I was driving this car the first day, unbelievable, amazing, goes so fast. I was driving really quick. This is being recorded, right? I didn't pass the speed limit. I was really safe. I hope the owner doesn't listen to this. But what happens is, I'm loving this car, but after the first day, I went to my cousin's wedding first. I went to his wedding, and I lost the keys to the car at the wedding. Okay? I didn't even drive the car there. I just had them in my pocket, and it fell out, whatever happened. And what happens, I was supposed to have the car the whole week. It's an amazing car. Okay? And the whole time, like, you know what? I'm not calling the owner. I want to look for the keys. Spend 1 day, 2 days looking for the keys. I called the hotel where the wedding was at, and everybody's looking for it, and they sent out a whole search committee. My father went to go look at the hall. Nowhere. Can't find it. I said, you know what? I'm going to build up my courage. I'm going to call the owner and say, listen, it is one of those smart cars, very expensive. The key was going to cost, I know, like a ton. You know, it's horrible. I said, okay, I'm going to call him Tuesday night. I said, I'm giving myself a deadline Tuesday night. Great. What happens is my sister borrowed their other car, the same people's other car, and a car crashed into that car on Tuesday. So she had to call the owner to tell him that she didn't Baruch Hashem, it wasn't her fault, but she had to get the insurance and everything. So now I'm like, I'm not calling on Tuesday. And I'm saying, I'm like, you know what? I'll find another for the key a little longer. I'm looking for the key. I said, I'm giving myself a deadline. Friday is my deadline. Comes Friday, and I have to call. I'm scared. I'm shaking in my boots. And I call the owner. I told him what happened. He's like, why don't you call me on Sunday? He's like, well, I have a spare copy. You could just take the spare copy. Just get me another copy whenever you want, and it's fine. It's all good. And my tefillin were in the car, by the way. I had to borrow tefillin the whole week. It was crazy. And why am I telling you this story? Because this amazing car, expensive car, with my tefillin in the car, was sitting outside of the house the entire time. I was looking at it. It was right there. And I was too scared to make a phone call. I was too scared to say I messed up. And what happens, I had to wait a whole week without my tefillin, having anxiety. If I would have made that phone call, everything would have been okay. Again, listen, I had to pay $300 for the key, but listen, okay, tshuva costs us sometimes. However, this is, I think, a mashal of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The car is right outside. The tefillin is right outside our door. Hashem says, come to me. This month, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the time you come to Hashem, He's going to open it up. He'll give you the spare keys. He'll open it. He'll bring you in. Just make the phone call. Don't be scared to make that call. We're all scared because it means looking at our past. Just make the call. Two more stories really quick and let me finish. When you make the call, it may even be painful sometimes. I'm going to tell you, right now I just got Invisalign. I got Invisalign yesterday. My teeth are killing me. I can't talk. And why am I doing it? It's like crazy, but you know what I realized? It's a process. The doctor showed me yesterday, it's going to be like over a year, I'm going to be in pain, he told me. But you see at the end, your teeth will be straight. You have a goal. Even if it's painful, so I know, fine, it hurts, but I'm getting somewhere. Even though it's going to be hard to sit through tefillah for 48 hours and to look at our sins, it's worth it. Look at the end product. And I want to end with one last thing. This, I think, is the hardest thing for us. All of us say, I can't do it. Do you know how many times I've messed up? Do you know how many times I've looked at this thing? Or I've spoken this thing? Or I thought this thing? Or I did this Avera and that Avera? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me? You think I could do this? I want to tell you one more thing that happened to me this summer. Maybe the most inspiring thing that happened to me this summer. I went to Hawaii for a couple days. The whole Hawaii was very inspiring. But right before I went to the airport, I went to an unbelievable place. This past week was September 11th. We remember what happened in the past, but something before that, we went to a place called Pearl Harbor. 10 minutes from the airport. Pearl Harbor, before all of our times, it's how America caused America to go into the World War II. The Japanese came with over 400 planes to Pearl Harbor, where we had all of our ships. A surprise attack. They sunk every single one of the ships there. I mean, America, the superpower. In a couple hours, it finished. It was unbelievable. We took this boat out. They have the Arizona, which is the main boat that was sunk, that's still in the bottom of the water. And you see it there. It's almost, you see the destruction. There's still oil coming out of it. One of the most amazing things, this is for me the biggest Muslim in the world. Every single boat was sunk, but besides three of them, they were all brought up to the shore, and within a couple months were fixed and went back to battle. Unbelievable. They were destroyed. There were some ships that were hit by over 6 missiles. Can you imagine 6 missiles and torpedoes and planes flew into them? But they came out of the water, they fixed the holes, and they kept on fighting. And I looked at them and I said, Elul. This is a week before, a couple days before Elul. I said, Elul. It doesn't matter how many torpedoes have tried to sink us and to take us down, Kravra. You still have a Neshima Achas. And as long as you have a Neshima Achas, you can always come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just don't be scared to jump in. And realize, Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li, if I go to Hashem, He will come to me. Because this is a time of no Yeyosh. No Yeyosh. No one can be scared. No one can give up. It's a time to say, I can do this. And this is how we start our year. All of our Torah depends on this. All of our growth depends on this. But you have to realize, I can do it. Because if you don't, you'll sink to the bottom. You won't succeed. You'll see the car outside of your house, and you won't be able to get in. And my bracha to all of us is that we should be zochet Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva Kadosh Aminu Kikadem, that we come back to Kadosh Baruch, we come back to ourselves, we come back to realizing what we could accomplish. And when we realize that, we'll have a new slate. Our slate will be wiped clean. And we'll be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Meher V'Yameinu Amen V'Yameinu.
Oy Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha Hashem Elecha.